Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's just lovely to see your face on a Tuesday. How was your weekend?
Niners won on Saturday. So that was very exciting. We were in North Beach taking over the town.
Where did you get your jacket? I've never seen so many DMs about your cute Niners jacket.
If I'm going to be honest.
Oh, no.
It's my friend Andrea's.
Oh, and she stole it.
Borrowed it for the picture because we thought it was cute. And then I was like,
are you an influencer who just like has like a photo shoot with cute stuff and then walks away?
And then I looked it up because she got it off Etsy. So she got it off Etsy. And I think it's like now, but like everything for 49ers is like really overpriced right now. So that's like an That's like a spoof off on season. An old jacket.
Get an off season. Get it in the off season if you want it.
The real ones are $375 right now. Yeah, but she sent me one. I can link it. It was like $200 from the person she got it from.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want you to put yourself out for this. Just if you had it handy, a lot of people really love the jacket. I'm sure there's probably other team jackets too.
It was a cute jacket. And then I'm really excited because Michael and we watched all 4 episodes of Traitors. So I'm excited to talk about it with you.
Welcome. Welcome to the Traitors Club.
Okay. Should we just launch in? Or do you have anything you want to share about your weekend?
No, it's okay. Don't worry about me. Let's get into Traitors.
Well, tell us one highlight from your weekend. This is what I do in my classroom on Mondays.
Benny, I don't have any warm and fuzzies or...
Tell us one highlight from your weekend. And then some kid just tells you about their entire weekend. I'm like, so we can only one. Do one. We can only
he's
do
like,
one.
He's like, no, this is everything. And then...
Well,
and
then we went to our soccer game. Then I went to Girl Scouts. Then I saw my grandparents. Then we went to Target. Then...
Oh my God, that's so exciting for you.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. We can't do this for every single person. We just have to do the one highlight. So what's your one highlight?
I didn't. What did I do? I don't even know what I did.
Huntington Beach?
No, I didn't.
You were there on Friday, maybe? So you probably woke up there Saturday?
Nope. I was in my house. No.
Drove home Friday night?
I did. Friday. Yeah. We recorded a podcast and then I left after.
Oh, I don't like driving at night.
I don't mind it. It's fine. I just left after because I was supposed to get a door installed on Saturday, but then it rained all down here. That's what happened. It rained this weekend. So then I didn't. So it was just a chill weekend. I did watch football though, because obviously I had to see what this a lot of Taylor Travis.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of Taylor Travis watching it. I was like analyzing it. Like I was cracking up because it was like as soon as Travis scored a touchdown. Sorry if you guys don't care, but here we are anyways. He did like the heart and like blew a kiss. And I swear to God, my messages blew up. blew up from every group chat I've ever had being like, And I was like, oh, this is hilarious. Where everyone's invested now in this, even if they weren't.
Did get nervous that the Chiefs were going to lose, and then I was going to be upset that this was going to be our last game with Taylor.
You texted. I was so sad. This might have been our last game with Taylor.
I was getting worried. So thank God we still have this weekend. It is Jared Goff, who I love.
You and the Niners, the mayor of Marin, Jared.
Nevada.
Sorry, apologies. The Grand Marshal.
They said on TV, Jared Goff, he's going back to his hometown. He went to Marin Catholic, or I went to high school. So it was kind of fun.
You were like,
so
are they
obviously, I want the Niners to win.
Right.
Okay. But I'd be happy for Jared as well.
I mean, you know, the
conspiracy. And Detroit.
Yeah. The conspiracy is that it will be the Niners and the Ravens just based on the Super Bowl logo.
Right.
So, curious what'll happen. And, now we're all watching to see. It's like so funny too, because Taylor will wear something and then it sells out within seconds. It's like, imagine having that power. I don't want it.
No, it's too powerful.
She's too powerful.
Right. And then, we cannot wait to see the off season. Is he going?
We keep talking about what's the off season like? And yes, guys, we know this is a stupid conversation, but I know half of you are thinking about this. Okay. It's like, does he follow her around? He doesn't have that much time. If he wins the Super Bowl, he's got commitments after that. If he wins the Super Bowl, do him and Patrick take Brittany and Taylor to Disney World the next day? What are you doing?
I don't think so.
You just won the Super Bowl. What do you do? I'm going to Disneyland.
I know. I don't see that for them.
I feel like they'd have to shut down the entire park.
They definitely would.
They would, right?
They definitely would. But I feel like he's going to follow her around because they don't do the podcast. Well, they only do the podcast in season.
Right.
Unless maybe his brother, because I think he's retired, right? He retired, right? It's official.
I don't know that it's been
official. Is they official?
It was heard in the locker room, but I don't know if he's officially announced that he might be waiting to give him his brother.
Okay, so
or he could have. I don't know. I'm not following.
I feel like if the brother retires,
Jason is his name. The brother,
right? Jason. Okay, I feel like either he'll be a commentator, Or maybe Jason will be like, hey, can we do the podcast like full time? Because I don't have my other job.
Well, don't you think that like us, money. They could do a podcast from anywhere? They don't do it in the same room.
I understand that, but okay. I'm just making sure that Jason can make money still.
Yeah, we need Jason to have some lucrative deals that are coming in. And if it's only the podcast, he's we're worried about the
so many deals.
He was the brother.
He was a star in that box during the game. He was taking a shirt off. He was bringing in Taylor Swift fans with like, signs.
The suite. Like, I loved it.
He was a star.
He was a star.
He is my kind of people. I'd hang out with a guy like that.
Like our friend texted and was like, I wish I could have married into this family. It's like, we all do. We all wish that. Okay, but let's get into Traitors because I have been waiting. It's been like 2 weeks now and you told me I'm going to watch. So I'm like, I'm keeping the spoilers. Did you watch season one? You did not. I'm sorry. I can't remember if you said that.
Did, but I didn't finish it.
Okay.
I'll watch like 8 episodes of it.
And there were like nine. So you couldn't just finish.
No, I literally just didn't finish the last one.
Oh my gosh. Well, this, like I said before, though, this season, what I love is that it's all reality stars. It's all people of like that have some sort of status. So I think that what that makes it more fun, one, that there's like alliances going in. And like I said, if you're a reality fan, there's someone from the walk of life of like the fandom that you love.
I knew a lot of these people. I felt like, well, obviously we know our Bravo babes. We got Tamara, Sheree, MJ, and Larsa. Of course, our Phaedra as an actual traitor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then I didn't know this Dan character, and he's going to get caught. I can tell you that much.
Dan is like a star from the Big Brother verse. So Dan and Janelle are like Big Brother, like fame. Like Dan literally like, he faked a funeral to save himself. Like he is just a master of gameplay. But I agree because I think for him at least, and if you're not caught up, please fast forward. But I think for him, regardless if you think he's a traitor or a faithful, you want him gone because of how strategic of a player he is.
Same with Janelle.
Same with Parvati, to be honest. Like, but she's playing it much cooler.
I actually think who's playing it the smartest is Sandra right now. Sandra's
won Survivor twice.
Right. But she's so, you could tell like this last episode, she's so smart. She's like, all these Bravo bitches are together. We just need to listen to what they're saying. And that's how we can like eliminate some more people.
Gamer alliance.
She's strategic. Yeah.
Gamer alliance. Yeah. I think Sandra is great. And I love seeing my CT.
Okay. So I watched it with Michael and I was like, oh my God, I used to have such a crush on him. And he was like, what? He was like horrified. I'm like,
what? CT still is a snack. Is he serious?
He doesn't look that great in this, I would say. I would say so. But that accent.
CT is like, hoo-wee.
And Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas is Johnny Bananas. I was actually, okay, so obviously, again, fast forward, but Johnny Bananas gets murdered first on the show, which I was bummed about because I'm like, he's such a personality. When he said, you've just eliminated, like, the house is going to be way less fun, I'm like, so true. And also, if you've watched House of Villains, like, coming off of that, it's like, couldn't you get rid of, like, no, I like Bergy. I think he's nice enough, but like he's a non-character to me here. Like, get rid of a Bergy. Get rid of John from Parliament.
He shined in the last episode, figuring out the pattern of the lights. He saved the team.
I mean, I agree. He's I think he's a smart guy. Long. I'm just saying, in the lore of reality stardom, he was on a random season of Love Island USA, which is the least watched versions of Love Island. Okay,
and also, so even I just like assumed Love Island was for fuck boys. I've never watched Love Island.
Well,
Love Island. It's not for fuck boys.
Mary, love is in the title.
Okay, it's not.
There's lots of fuck boys on it. But I didn't watch his season, but I'm just saying, like, Ekin-Su won her Love Island season with David, who
stunning.
Sunny, who is an a-hole, and they broke up because I think he's a cheater, but he was hot as hell. Also kind of probably a fuck boy.
What did you think about the murder in plain sight? Did you think that was... I think I they're doing a better job this season. Remind me, I don't remember the shields from the last season.
There were no shields on the last US.
That's what I thought. I think that's really smart. And then, just like the...
Here's our discussion that we've kind of had in our group chat where we've said, if you're a trader right now, there's no consequences for you, right? Like, if you win money, you don't need... Why would you throw a mission? You win the pot of money if you make it to the end, right? So, like, there's no consequences at this point for them in the sense of, like, we get to murder someone and then we have to play a good game of just lying about who we are. So, it's like, if you've done a competition show, this is, like, you know, something that's up your alley. There needs to be more consequences. So, the fact that they did, like, this drink the poison in plain sight thing is, like, good. Like, they should have to throw a mission here and there. There should be some sort of, like, not scavenger hunt, but there should be some sort of, like, consequence.
Yeah, because they
or
can,
something
they people
have to
can
do.
Pick, people can put together, like, they're, like, onto, they're, like, there has to be poison. So, someone either ate or gave someone to drink, and Janelle's, like, we were standing right here. Someone was talking about Trishel couldn't remember. Right.
Yeah. And so it's like, so like, I love that. And I think like Parvati was like perfect. For me, it was like Phaedra was like, I don't want to know. It's like, no, I feel like all three of them should have had to do something where like one of them was in a room, passes the glass to the next. Like there should, like I
they
want
all
there to
three
be...
should have had to touch the glass.
Yeah. But they, I thought, had, you know the, what,
the,
baby steps.
They had the glass in their hand for 5 minutes or something or.
Yeah, like I want there to be consequences because as a trader, you need to be playing the game and letting people know that you're not a trader, right? And so if you don't, if all you have to do is just murder someone and then they're like, oh, but they might know it was you if you murdered. It's like, will they though? I could like murder anyone and play it off.
Right.
You know, so I think the next one, I think they're going to find out. Johnny Bananas was murdered. Peppermint banished. I hated the way that Peppermint was eliminated. Fuck you, Trishel. I also love Peppermint. I'm a big Drag Race fan. So I was like excited to see what she was going to bring to this. And I think that the annoying part about the banishing part is that it's a witch hunt and it's also kind of like a popularity contest. And then it's a bunch of paranoia where you just say, no, that person's suspicious. Let's all gang up on that person. Like yeah, Tamara is going after John with his asthma. It's like, shut up, Tamara. Marcus Jordan was then murdered. Guys, do we like Marcus?
No.
Oh my God. I was like, I really like Marcus after I watched him on this. I think he's a good guy. I don't know what
to
do.
You can listen to
Larsa, I like her too. No, I won't. I won't do that. I won't. But there was like, I was like, oh, I think he's like really just like kind of seems like a nice guy. Mm. And I liked him on last week's Miami too with when Larsa's daughter came to visit. I was like, oh no. Oh, no, I like Marcus.
Not for me. Not
he had March Madness, Marcus. Okay, then Deontay left because Deontay was having a lot of trouble.
I was like, Michael and I, he was like, wait, rewind that. He's like, wait, that guy just left? Like, what's going on?
Max was banished. I apologize. I put the wrong order here for if Max was banished, basically because Deontay said, you're a traitor.
Which Max... Also,
why is he so creepy?
Everyone spelling his name wrong made me giggle so hard.
Well, how did they spell M A X?
M A X, M A K. Like, well, they didn't because it's M A K S I M, Maxim.
Yeah.
But it just made me giggle. Like, there was no consistency.
Yeah. It's like Survivor. If you watch Survivor and watch how people spell people's names, it's also like very funny. Like they never seem to discuss how you would spell your name. Cause I guess maybe you don't want to tell somebody how to spell your name. Cause maybe that means they're going to vote you
maybe
off.
They get a list in front of them.
Yeah. Like, you know,
that's the proper spelling because Phaedra also wrote Kelvin for Kevin.
Kevin from Bling Up. But it's also funny because they're driving into, I'm sorry, I'm going back onto the first episode, but they're driving. They're like, who do you think's going to be here? It's like, shut up. You guys were all in the cars. You were all standing together before you got in the cars to drive to the castle. You know, don't pretend build suspense for me.
It is.
You're all driving
so
in front of each other.
The fashion is atrocious.
I love
the amount of berets. Stop wearing berets inside the house. Okay.
They heard like, they're like, Scotland, that's close to France. I'll wear a beret.
And like, so right. And like Argyle, like lots of Argyle, and like it's bizarre.
I'm like, what did they Google? Like Princess Diana fashion? I'm trying to figure out like what they Googled in order to choose their outfits. Okay, but so then Deontay leaves because it was tough. I thought, oh, maybe he got COVID or something. He's like, no, it sounds like he was just having like a
traumatized. He was like feeling so bad for getting Maxim out.
He was upset about Peppermint too. So it was like, you know, then we had the poison, of course. And I, what I loved about this too was when Ekansu came back into the room to throw them off. Like, she didn't know, obviously, but they were like, one of your, like, the challenge was basically figure out who dies.
Right. No. And then, but I guess that is also, you know, they kept, like, in the coffins, it was, well, it was MJ, Ekansu, and yeah. And like, they kept Phaedra till the very end too. So they were like testing the traitors in that sense, like making them go on and on and on.
And I then, love Larsa and Sandra being the same age and Sandra being like, what?
But yeah, they let Dan get off too easily. Like, he didn't have to pretend.
Well, but the Scarecrow one, he was one of the choices too. Like, who's the most quiet in the game? Who's quieter in the game? And Dan was a choice too. So that kind of put him at the forefront there.
But he got the shield. The Scarecrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, they're like, they are not letting them like go necessarily.
So just to be clear, the shields means you can't
for one banishment or one murder.
No, that's what I'm confused about. Is it a banishment or a murder or both?
It could be.
It's like one.
That's a,
you
that's
just
a
like
good
one
question.
Save.
That's a good question. I think it's just a banishment. It must be a murder too, because I remember Peter had a shield. He said, "I slept fine because I had a shield." I think you get banished and then they do a challenge.
The host is like,
Alan Cumming is the best. He's the best.
He needs to get nominated for something because, I mean, he just looks dead at the camera like a murder tonight. I feel like
what's not on the menu for breakfast? Bananas. After Banana's been murdered. Too soon, Alan.
I just like have a feeling he doesn't break character, you know?
Oh no, I love that his dog is there too. Like, this show is giving me everything that I need in the sense of it's so serious and unserious all at the same time. Like them banishing Larsa to make us to stab someone from like the house. I'm like, you're going to eliminate the woman who's so obsessed with her boyfriend that she murdered him? Guys, who would be your first murder if you were choosing from this group? Like, to make a splash.
I do think the Johnny Bananas was actually a very big, smart move. Then it was just unfortunate, the peppermint thing. Marcus Jordan wouldn't have been my next one. I think Peter.
Larsa probably was actually the better choice to do.
I think
if you want to break that up, because Larsa is both housewives and in a couple.
True. So I would have done Peter probably.
Peter?
Then
Peter's
Deontay
smart on this game.
Eliminated himself.
Yeah, he's out anyways.
Then Max was really creeping me out. I could actually definitely kind of
just walk into rooms and then back it out.
And just like not socializing. It feels like he was just listening to everything. I could have definitely like jumped on that bandwagon. The Ekansu thing, I can understand why that happened, because it was just like, fuck, I need to kill somebody. And she's the
one
that will take
the
bait.
For the fact that she came back into the room before she was murdered, that was the right choice. However, if it was just that they woke up the next day and somebody was murdered that way, she's a bad choice.
Yeah, agree.
Like, if that was like Janelle that they had given the wine to and she drank, Janelle would be like all over it. Like, you gave me the wine, you're a traitor. But Ekansu, she's really multi-talented because she can do this, this, and that, and she can twist her arm this way.
True.
So, you know, she's a triple threat.
And then the like banishing, I would go for like the Janelle. I would have gone for Janelle and I think Trishelle.
Yeah, or if you're going to do someone from the Housewives, I think I would have done like Tamara.
Tamara has two. That's the thing. The Housewives wouldn't really scare me because they just have too big of mouths. So they're going to get their own self into trouble. Like the Sandras, I think Sandra is really intelligent. I think Peter is. I think Janelle is. I think John's going to end up blasting longer than he should have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm loving it.
Me too. I think what's gonna happen.
Kevin is comedic relief.
Oh, he's like so funny because all he does is just eat. He's just an eater. He's eating all the food.
I also feel like he was eating something that should have been eaten with a spoon, but he was eating it with a fork.
Probably. And I love too the B plot that like Peter and Kevin were talking. They're like, we need to like make a splash and like kind of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was just not even a factor. Like, they're like, you guys voted for each other. Why? It's weird. Anyways.
Like, it's like the whole also, thing. I was shocked at how fast John could run.
Oh, he was a runner when he fell right in that mud, got right back up and kept on going.
I was really, really impressed.
If you've never seen Survivor, like Parvati, like she's amazing. She got this whole Black Widow Brigade in a fan first favorite season. This what she was able to do with basically bringing all the women to the end. And then they managed to get one of the guys to give up his immunity necklace. It's just wild. She's really good. So the fact that that Phaedra is going after Dan and her, and I could see Parvati going to Phaedra being like, this was all Dan's idea. Because I think you're right. Dan is not making it to the end.
No, definitely not. I think Phaedra can make it really far because she has so many one-liners and can do like a one-off and kind of also consoles you.
She's fast on her toes.
She's mysterious at the same time too. Mm-hmm. So I don't think anyone's thinking that. And especially the Housewives. Like,
because they're all saying, I 100% don't believe you. I 100% believe you're faithful. I'm like, you 100% believe that? You shouldn't. But
she's going to have to get rid of one of them pretty soon. Like, I think she's going to have, traitor. Yes, like a Bravo person.
And it's probably going to be MJ. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I think Sheree will go first. I think Sheree will be banished. If they have to kill someone, I think it's MJ.
Yeah.
How
many more episodes do we have?
I mean, it's kind of going by fast. There's so many of them. They need to release two a week. One's not enough for me. Even though I'm like, oh, is it Friday? Well, I guess I'm watching Traitors.
I know. I was already like, when we were doing this, I'm like, okay, there's four episodes. I'm like, eight people have died? Is there two per episode? I think so.
I guess.
Yeah, because a banish and a murder.
Yeah, and then Deontay.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked him. Okay, anything else on Traitors? Should we take a quick break?
Let's take a quick break and talk the final Real Housewife of Salt Lake City.
Okay, let's get to it then.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple
skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, and now we're here. You just were really drawing that out. Housewives. You're so sad about it. That you're trying to drag out as much as you can.
I literally like was getting ready this morning. It's like, okay, like kind of like putting on my makeup, like reviewing what I have to do today. And I was like, God, today's like the last day of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. They've given me so much. I've been so entertained. I feel like a little piece of me is getting taken Ouai today. Like, John, are you still going to listen?
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened, Mary.
John, will you still listen to us even though we're not going to talk about
you'll make sure anymore? You'll make sure to have 5 on John Barlow each episode, whether the show is on or not.
Oh, God.
But it is, like, true. And I have this theory because, obviously, like, Potomac is on. We've got Beverly Hills. We've got Miami. We're, like, kind of, you know, we're gearing up. Vanderpump's coming soon. Then we've got Summer House. But I think because, okay, Potomac is tough now, right? It's been, like, it's not been its best season. Things are happening. I watched, you know, I've been watching. It's not appointment TV. I used to be like, okay, Sunday Potomac is on. Hooray. It's not like that. This episode, there was glimpses of how it used to be.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is there was a scene with Karen, Giselle, and their daughters, and it kind of brought back like the first, like, they're good frenemies, and they're at the core of this cast, really, you know, from the OGs. Then you've got Candace throwing like this elaborate Mother's Day event, but it's like we've just seen that with Dr. Nicole throwing the event at Miami and all this stuff. And I'm like, and here's, I think, wherein lies the problem of what's happening. Mm-hmm. there's too, we were gifted too many seasons because they all kind of premiered around BravoCon. So it was a lot to build up BravoCon. So it was like, give us as much content. So there's too much comparison, and comparison is the thief of joy.
Okay. Who said that?
They said Peloton a lot.
I was like, you definitely didn't make that one up.
I read.
Okay.
No, but really it's like, you, if it was like the only season, like, now look, we know Atlanta was a bad season, but we were still watching it every week because we really only had that and like Jersey or something, you know what I mean? So it was like the content wasn't as extreme as it is now, where we're given a plethora of Housewives shows.
And a great Southern Charm season.
A great Southern Charm. You know, Miami and Beverly Hills are doing well. Like, Salt Lake's doing well. So then it's like, okay, well, then if you're in a flop season, it stands out so much more.
I agree with you.
So I feel like there's just, it was its own undoing, if you will.
It's sad.
There's ways to come back. What it is, I don't know.
Well, and then we also today... Bombs got dropped, and it was very interesting timing because basically right before the third episode of the reunion, it is announced by People Magazine that Monica will not be coming back to Housewives. And is anyone shocked? Absolutely not.
I feel like very a lot of people are timing. Shocked. People are upset that Monica has become the hill people want to die on. And it is so wild to me how many people are so upset over this. And it's like, look, Monica gave a great season. She made Salt Lake entertaining as hell.
Well, the headline itself, what does the actual headline say? Because it is bias.
The headline says, Monica Garcia departs the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City after breakout debut season exclusive.
So they're already swaying the article. By writing breakout debut season.
Well, she did.
Like Monica fired, Monica on pause.
Well, because it's just based on quote unquote sources. Bravo didn't make a comment and Monica didn't make a comment. But Andy said on Watch What Happens Live tonight, he did say that Monica's taking a step back, but I don't think that this is her choice.
It's very interesting because also Heather's on Watch What Happens Live tonight
with a new look. New chompers.
People are saying that she looks quite different.
New chompers, more defined jaw. Her hair is bountiful.
Told us about that.
Yeah, yeah. She looks good, but she's got an upgrade there. Yeah,
she looks great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll get into the Heather of it all too. But to me, it's like. And after watching tonight's reunion, it's like, I don't know how Monica could come back. Now, could you put her on pause and bring her back as a friend of? It'd be very reminiscent of season two with Danielle Staub.
I also feel like towards the end of the reunion, Andy was very much like, look how much Jen Shaw has done to this group. And like, we've talked about it. I feel like he's like, this is all at the root of Jen Shaw. And look,
we hired someone.
We hired someone
in arms with Jen Shaw thinking we still needed some sort of connection, not realizing how much we're traumatizing our entire cast of Salt Lake City.
Well, and just like, he's like, we're like going to put this to bed now. Like we don't need Jen Shaw. We've talked about it to exhaustion and
ad
like
nauseam.
We just need
it.
To walk away from Jen Shaw. That's what I feel like his message was towards the end.
I also thought too that Monica's own downfall was herself. Like she was her own worst enemy. Like Andy gave her plenty of opportunities throughout the reunion. And you know what? I'll give her credit because if she didn't want to say it, she never did. But she never once said sorry. Hey, you know, I'm sorry that it came out this way. I didn't have anything to do with the parts that were about you guys. I really did think that I was doing something with helping with Jen Shaw, the takedown of Jen Shaw. I really wanted her bad behavior to be exposed. I didn't think it was fair. I should have mentioned it to you in the beginning. There was no remorse. There was no accountability from her that I think. And because Andy's also smart, too, because at the end, when he asks, is there any way to move forward? Who's the person he asks first? Whitney Rose, who is the first person that would have filmed with her. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, I feel like he asked her first because her answer, if she was strong, which she did say strong and she said no, if she had like wavered a little bit, there could have been room for it.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a part of me during this episode, and I know it's controversial, and I was like,
here she goes.
Has what Meredith done worse than Monica? It really crossed my mind. I mean, sorry.
Oh, I was like, what did Meredith do?
Rewind. Meredith actually literally, hang on, I'll get there. Meredith, I was like, where are we going with you, Meredith? Like, you're literally talking about churned butter, honey.
Meredith is taking like, that Dolores, that Cynthia role where she's just kind of there. She's just there. She's a little bit of the voice of reason. She's got her lawyer speak that she comes in with the semantics of it all. But she's kind of just like that. Like, it's almost like she should be a friend of, but
I mean,
not.
At one point, Andy's like, Meredith, you have looked at me the whole night. Like, you're so mad at me. Like,
you're going to quit.
Where are we going to go from here?
I mean, her high for the season was churning butter.
Legitimately.
She'd even plug her own podcast.
We saw her bring to Aspen. And it didn't meld, apparently. I mean, it's just bizarre. But there was a point where
the delusion,
I
like that too. I like that delusion from her. Like, you could stay.
At least talk about your caviar or something. Did Heather do something worse than Monica? And
Mary,
that crossed my mind multiple times.
As soon as we started talking about the black eye, I felt the same where I was like, what's Heather's consequences here? Now, look, what Monica did to the cast, I could understand, and I know we'll get into the details, but a feeling of safety, potentially a liability, you know, just like intrusive. But I'm like, Heather, you put a lot of people at risk by lying about how you received this black eye, where you then, whether it was a quote unquote joke or not, you put people's jobs at risk, blaming production. You know, they were so concerned about what had happened. They launched a full on investigation to figure out what happened to see like if there was any liability somewhere else.
And then you literally, we get security vision footage of you and Jen Shaw actually talking about it, and you're quote unquote narrating it. Her narration of it was ridiculous.
Please,
like,
go ahead and tell us.
Well, that's Jen saying, thanks for letting me borrow this, because she borrowed a pillow. And then she says, I can't believe I did that to you. And then I just said, don't worry about it. I got you. I'm like,
and then it's like,
what?
They brought in lawyers. Like, is she lying to the lawyers? When did she tell? At what point did she tell the truth? Like, do you think that the lawyers came in and she told the truth at that point and Jen had already been convicted and they said at some point during the season, you need to say what happened? Or do you think she lied to the lawyers?
Heather's definitely on the apology tour. She is like, apologizing to Andy, to the girls, to the network, to the audience. But this to me is actually like way worse than anything Monica did all season. And she kept up this lie for so long.
Almost like, 2 years this happened. This happened in April, at April 9th, 2022.
I'm very creeped out by it, to be honest.
It's awful that she just had basically the Stockholm syndrome about it. And it's
she
horrible.
Put people's jobs on the line, though. Like,
right.
That's what really bothers me about it.
Well, I'm sure. And everyone's probably also like, oh my God, Heather, what happened? And it's like, when you go back to after this whole thing, it's like, we should have really known that it was Jen. Like, there's so many different things.
No, but then this is the other weird part about it. We still don't have the details. The only thing we know is that Jen did it, but there's absolutely no details about how it's actually done.
What do you think happened? Because to me, I think they were drunk and wrestling around. It was an elbow because they were idiots. Like, it was something stupid. I don't, again, as Sheena Shea once showed us with her fist, with the kind of nails that Sheena has, that Jen Shaw was rocking, you cannot make a fist with those nails. So I don't think it was a punch to the eye.
I feel like there was some, it was just like, was a drunken accident. But
because
I want to know
more,
all she says is that it was from Jen Shaw.
And then that's we also like mentioned, it was like watching like a clip back is like when they invite Meredith back into the room the next morning, because Meredith was there drunkenly late night with them too and had left before. They had to like check with Meredith to see what she remembered to figure out what kind of alibi that they could have and like what lie they could tell, right? So when Meredith saw it, was like, oh my God, like how did this happen? They're like, okay, so Meredith doesn't know. She's not, otherwise she would say, oh, is that when Jen elbowed you in the eye?
Right.
Is that when Jen punched you? Like, you know, whatever it was. And because she didn't have any recollection of the, like, okay, we could say that spiders like laid eggs in your eye.
The whole thing. And then like, and then it like,
comes what's the consequence point, for her? What's the consequence for her? She gets rewarded to go and watch what happens live.
I wonder if there's some type of fine she has to pay. I remember Kelly Dodd got fined.
Yeah. Is this controversial? I wonder if you guys, I wonder if people agree with us or if they think like we put the poll up on the stories being like whose lies were worse, like in regarding, you know, whatever it is. And it's like mostly everyone's saying Monica, but.
Okay. Things that scared me about Monica.
Oh, okay.
Was the God. Security system that she was honestly watching Jen, Shaw, and Sharif all the time in.
Well, no, it was under her name. So whatever. I'm like, that is so funny.
Recording the drive-bys. Who was driving in the car with her?
The FBI. Like Monica's saying that was like a comic relief at that point. Cause I thought she was, I was like, Monica, TLC, they saying, yeah, I'm a creep. Yeah. But I keep it on the down low. Who's recording videos to send to people to say, like, on our stakeout, like, where she's like, yeah, the FBI, I was a witness. And then the FBI told me to go get stuff. So we would drive by, see if she was drinking and driving. And the women all just like the comic relief of them all cracking up at that point, being like, you've got to be shitting me. Like Andy being like, I am like, Andy's face has never been more confused, where he's like, okay, so you're a witness against Jen. And then the FBI told you, you should do drive-bys to her house to catch her in the act of her drinking in her house, but then potentially driving so that you could build the case because the fraud wasn't enough. We needed a DUI to add on to it.
Andy's like, this is making sense, Monica, you know?
Well, and it's like one of those things where
Monica's defense is like, why are you guys all defending a criminal?
Yeah. And it's like,
And she's like, people drive by their ex-boyfriend's houses all the time. And they're like,
and we did discuss that, Mary. We have done that when we were 16 or recently in the past few years. Okay. Just kidding. I actually haven't done a drive-by since I was like.
No, I can't say the same.
I know you can't, but I haven't done one in double digit years, I could say.
And then, like, it keeps on changing. Like, I was an informant. I was a witness. I worked for the FBI. I mean, it's very confusing. She's got three names.
Miss Congeniality.
Monica is not a pillar of the community. We can say that much, okay?
Monica is just, her stories don't add up, so she's an unreliable narrator. So it's like the boy who cried wolf. It's like, some things can be true, but how do we believe you when it's like you yell, you lie, someone calls you out on, then you're like, oh, okay, I did do that. So it's like, okay, so basically if we get the exact, if we can pinpoint the exact thing that you did and say it out loud, then you'll admit to it. But if we give something that's just a little off, you could say no, because it's not the exact detail of what you did.
Monica's like, I mean, sorry, I'm good at time management skill.
It's like, it's a wild too. That I'm like, she thinks she's like the Caped Crusader. She's Batman over here. She's saving us from the vigilantes of Jen Shaw.
Oh, and then
you know what the sad thing is? I really think in her mind, she really did think she was bringing Jen Shaw down, because when those women started laughing at her, she got so embarrassed, where I think she in her mind really thought, I'm doing this. I'm doing good. And then you're almost like, I almost feel bad for you, except for when I remember that I think you're a character.
But then also, like, her and Heather actually had like this weird bond, because they had both
trauma,
like,
bond.
Yeah. So that was like kind of an extra layer as well. But then I thought it was super interesting that like Heather and Lisa Barlow were saying that like production knew. They were trying to figure out if Bravo knew this and like set them up all season. And Andy was like, we didn't know. And Monica's saying, no, I told production, like the first casting, which I actually do believe that it is Monica lying.
I don't, yeah, I don't believe.
But I do think it was interesting that like Barlow and Heather thought that Bravo knew.
Well, I think they're trying to figure
out. I want to know the timeline of when Heather figured it out, Reality Von Teese 2, And I need to know more details about the Jenshaw hit.
I feel like we got a lot of like info, but not a lot of info at the same time. I think the women all felt like set up in a sense, like, okay, like we get rid of Jenshaw, but then you bring somebody in who has a connection to Jenshaw. So like, what else do you guys know? Because I think you're trying to make this interesting, which again, great season, but Monica burned all of her bridges. And it's like, here's what's like annoying about Monica is like, she had like two good lines this episode though.
Okay.
When she told them to choke on a dick. She told Lisa Barlow basically choke on a dick, and I was like, "Oh my god, Kristen Doty channeling like right. suck a dick, Diana." Like right. I love that. That made me laugh because I was like, "Who choke on a dick?" I was like, "What? We should bring those kind of insults back." And then she said something like, "You know, I'm the villain in all your stories, but you're the clowns in mine." And I was like, oh, that was a good one too, but it kind of got overshadowed. But then everything else is like, you're old, you're ugly, you're a bitch. No, you're a bitch. Let me bring up my burn book. And it's like, the burn book was so embarrassing. That was equivalent of the Aviva girls throwing her leg at the New York season finale of that one.
Like, the girls seemed very scared though when the burn book came out.
Oh, and I thought they were just like, this is gross. Like, what are you doing? And it's like, that's not you guys. That's not even, I think Mean they Girls. That's not even promoting Mean Girls. She did that all on her own sorcery.
That must have taken some time.
She bought it on Etsy and then she would like made the jokes. I was like, Monica, go do your swaddles, take care of your daughters, do your drive-bys. The burn book, I guess maybe the burn book is the new scrapbooking.
I definitely feel like she will be moving out of Salt Lake City very soon. But then I also, Heather was like very big on like, I thought her comment about you would get a higher caliber of women if you like protected us more kind of thing. Like alluding to like these bullying accounts on Instagram and stuff. And I'm sorry,
I think she's right though. I think you're not thinking of what she's saying. I think women that were like really rich and had these extravagant lives would want to be on a show if there wasn't so much vitriol that came from like the fandom. Like, I think Heather is right. Social media is the worst part. I mean, you literally have somebody on the couch who was doing a troll account of a former cast member, right? Like, there is a lot of people, again, we're people who talk shit behind each other's backs, normal people, but there are people that go onto an account and they will write it right to the person so that they see it. It's like all the Anna Marie stuff that's happening right now. People are going, she has her comments limited because people are going onto her account to like troll her. And so it's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But if you wanted people who are going to give more of their life and you wanted to get the higher up people who maybe are more secretive about their life, they don't want to be exposed in these sort of situations. I think that's what she was trying to say, is not necessarily that you'll get I don't think it was a dig at Monica. I think it was more like you'd have people who are like this. The whole reason of what Housewives originally was to show behind the gates of these extravagant lifestyles. And now it's, you know, you're getting maybe not as many of those people because they're worried about what their online, you know, what will happen online to them.
I understand your point, but I'm like, to me, Heather has left a very bad taste in my mouth. I think she could be lying about a lot of things.
Heather is such
a... was willing to go this far, and I'm not trying to victim shame. Jenshaw is very scary, and there was something in her that told her, like, just suck it up, take it for the team, whatever, like...
But I think that also goes back to everything with the religion too, and just everything's fine. And so
I'll use humor to deflect.
Yeah,
I understand. But this, it really creeped me out. It really did.
Well, you know what? You know what I would say? I am no longer your bitch. And I regret believing in you, turning on all of you, fighting or fight and disrespecting my children, my family, an opportunity here. And I'm glad you're in prison. And I don't know if I could have done it otherwise. Okay, your turn.
Do you want me to do the same thing?
Yeah. I want you to do in character. Your turn. If she's watching, what would you like to say to her, Mary?
I would say, I'm no longer your bitch. And I regret believing in you. And I'm sorry for turning on all you here. You know, I'm fighting.
She's ad-libbing.
I'm sorry for disrespecting my children, my family, and... I'm just glad I had the opportunity to be here, because if she wasn't in prison, I don't know if I could have done this today.
Mary, the script is right there.
You wrote the script. This is what kind of performer I am.
I think I got into the emotions well
and the pause. I think
I'm glad you're in prison and I don't know if I could do it otherwise.
With Whitney like sitting on her lap.
I am no longer your bitch, bitch.
That was like when Andy was like, so what would you say if like if Jen Strauss watching from prison, what do you want to say to her?
First thing,
I'm no longer your bitch.
I regret believing you. I curse the day you were born, Jen, for Shaw. I'm glad you're in prison. Say hello to Elizabeth Holmes for me. I'd love to get to know her when she gets out.
I don't know. Heather just, she kind of really bothered me.
She needs some sort of consequence for what she did. If we're going to hold all these,
the consequences being on Watch What Happens Live is the last part of the reunion.
They were like, you know what your consequences? You get on here and you give your opinion on the reunion looking as good and upgraded as you are.
And congratulations to Bravo Bros who are the bartenders tonight. And like, if anyone knows how me and Courtney could be bartenders, like that's our, I'm asking the world. I want to believe in it. And like, I want to receive my bartender level on Watch What Happens Live in 2024, preferably like for a March Madness situation. I think
it needs to be for March Madness. So if anybody can hook us up, help us out. It needs to be March, like the week of like before Selection Monday, which we'll talk about too. It's going to be Selection Monday because Mary's Irish and St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday. But I think it needs to like kind of be before that or maybe the week of that leading into that. I just think it's like important. It's important that we put on a national level how much we want to objectify these men.
Exactly.
You know, and that's us giving to the people what they want.
I agree with you. And, you know, I think that could really solidify Andy's status as a winner. So,
yeah. Okay. Can we take a quick little break?
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water?
15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Okay, we're back. I want to just like wrap up. Like, where do we go from here with Salt Lake City? Like, the
way Mary can come back. Mary, like, not taking accountability for the body shaming was a cherry on top for me. She's like, you just missed the point. That was not what I was saying.
I think she was also trying to say Heather bought a fake. That's not real Gucci. She bought a fake. So she's faking that she got that. That's the DHgate Corsicut. She's calling it Corsicut. And then when Andy's like, so do you want to come back? Like, what are you like when she's like, if they're willing to accept some things, like you don't even show up to things. I don't want Mary back.
I don't think Mary will come back. So I don't think obviously we're going to have Queen Lisa Barlow. Uh-huh. Apparently, we're going to get Heather as well. Angie can stay.
Yeah.
Whitney, obviously. Meredith's got to pull her weight somehow. I don't know.
Meredith's coming back. Come on. Andy said
But I just need her to actually do something. Okay. Like, do you really have a jewelry store?
It does
Do you
exist.
Really have a caviar yes. line?
At also, Sundance, there was a party. Our friend texted me on Saturday a photo of him and Seth Marks from a party at Meredith Marks' store saying that
does exist.
The store exists and there was a party. And I can remember when I lived in Park City getting an email invite. No, it wasn't before. It was before. I lived in Park City. No, it was before when we were going to Sundance one year. I got an invite from Meredith Marks before she was a housewife for a party at her store.
No, I'm being a little bit silly, but
it's an event space.
What is she? There's a bathtub line here. How has she not created a bubble bath yet?
Oh yeah. God,
oh, caviar and butter.
What's the caviar thing?
She has a caviar line.
She oh my God, you're caviar. So right. I forgot about that because she tried to tell us she eating caviar for breakfast. She could do
the Kathy Hilton baked potato, butter. Fresh churned butter, caviar.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a package deal.
She should. I love that.
And throw in an earring.
Yes, I love that. And a Brooks Mark tracksuit.
And maybe a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Hanging by a thread. Hanging by
four episodes. Thread. How many episodes does Larsa have on hers? I feel like there's
what is theirs
also.
Called again? Like separation anxiety?
Did yes.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes. That is okay. It.
Let me look it up. Separation.
But so basically we only have five women, which I kind of like that. Also, this is
we
the
have
first
15
time.
Episodes of separation anxiety.
So when was the last episode?
Oh, God, I just got rid of it.
I would also say that this is probably the first time in Salt Lake that the men haven't been at the reunion. They were
true.
Such a big part of previous seasons.
They were backstage, though.
Okay. But
so Separation or Hanging by a Thread has not posted an episode since November 28th.
Yeah. That makes
sense. Yeah. Well, okay.
I want to see more of the men. You know, we used to get it more. But, like, I guess we didn't have Sharif this season.
We don't need them getting together, like, the Jersey men. Because to me, also, is like, the Jersey men, they can also go. That's neither here nor there. But
oh, no,
I like them. I
what
like them being
couples
more.
Couples trip. Like, we have Justin.
Yeah.
We get
Sean. Yeah, we've got Sean. I have.
Like, I want to see also, like, Heather go on some dates.
Yes.
She never okay, really so
you do want Heather back. You do want Heather back.
Well, I want her to. I feel like. She might be a little bit of Kyle Richards.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
She's not telling us our full truth right now.
Explain the Kyle Richards to me.
I think Heather is being a Kyle Richards and not showing her true story. And I think she has this dating life that she doesn't share. And I just want to know. I want to be a part of it.
You want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. I heard that Kyle Richards was on Jeff Lewis Live today. I have a feeling at the reunion, a bombshell is going to be dropped, and it's that she's actually dating Morgan. I think for some reason they're going to, she wasn't going to tell Jeff Lewis. She could get a People exclusive. She could do it on the reunion. Like, there's something there.
I don't know what it was, but I think I saw something where she's basically like blaming the paparazzi for like furthering what the relationship is.
But she doesn't actually deny the relationship. That's the interesting part.
You know what? I don't care, though. I'll watch it. I mean, it just to me is like, okay. I feel like for Salt Lake is like we need to get some more women that like I think we almost need to bring. I know like Angie was brought on, but we got a little bit of her like last season. And I think we could have had Dana this season. But now that Dana's aligned with like Monica, we don't need that. I mean, I'm sure LD Millionaire is probably flipping out like you blew it for us. And she's hoping to get cast as Monica's replacement.
I'd also maybe like to see another single housewife.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that could be fun. Like for Heather and like.
I don't know why. Maybe we bring on Heather's friend Dee that does Beauty Lab and Laser with her, although I think she's married. But I think that it's like, where do we grab, where, which side do we grab from? Like Meredith, we're not going to grab anyone from because she doesn't live in Salt Lake.
I'm sure Queen Barlow has some fabulous friends. She probably runs in a fabulous circle with a fabulous group of people.
All right, Jill. But I think that there's Park City women there. Listen, if you need any of like my stepmom and her friends, let me know. I could get them to audition for it. You know, I couldn't, but I could give you some names. I could give you some names. It could work out.
I mean, Salt Lake's got to be a small.
The problem that Salt Lake like runs into now, and like I think what people, because again, it's wild to me that Monica is the hill that people die on, is like, where do they go from now? Because if they don't have some sort of like explosiveness in a dark, like almost like toxic way, people are going to get upset by it, right? Like everyone's like, this next season is going to be a flop without Monica. And to that, I say, what would Monica contribute next season?
No, women, her story's like, been told. They'll right, like never it's trust just, her again.
It's just done. So,
story's done. Like, go to TLC.
If these girls have just a normal season where they're like getting along and they're having fun and blah, 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 it's like, are people going to flip that it's not this like toxic season in a sense? Like, will people be upset by that? Or will it be like a welcome, like breath of fresh air that's like, okay, like these women like each other and they're having a good time?
The thing that Salt Lake did an amazing job with this season was keeping it under wraps and not talking to the press and letting us literally try to figure out what the problem with Monica was. And literally it wasn't revealed until like the very last week about this reality Von Teese thing. So I think they are kind of thick as thieves together in wanting the show to like do the best, not like a Lisa Rinna talking to Page Six or Radar right. Online or a Lisa Vanderpump. So they have that going for them. And I do think people want to see them have fun and be silly. They could become like the new New York, where they are all super comfortable with each other and just have a ton of fun and like do crazy things the next season if we want.
That's a great way of putting it, because you are so right. It's like you're talking about the new New York legacy, if you will.
No, like Rugged. Like we enjoy watching. That's what I'm saying.
Those women.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That cast sorry. Of women.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to the new season of New York. I just want to clarify. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So exactly. Like now let's just have a good time being good girlfriends and
good time girls.
A blast. Let's whoop it up.
Tits out for the girls.
Tiki torches.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think, yeah, they think they could be. I hope that they have a season where they don't feel so traumatized. Like I feel whoever they hire needs to have zero ties to Jen Shaw or Monica. And if it's Monica who comes back in a blonde wig with one of her other names, she better have fun. She better be a good time girl.
They need someone that's also going to, because Jen Shaw could be fun. And I think actually her and Heather liked each other because they would drink a lot together. Uh-huh, and yeah. That's how the black eye happened.
Yeah.
But
before she was, you know, before she was pled guilty for defrauding all the elderly people, and we found out about that, and we're like, oh, wait, she's not a good person. She was kind of fun.
Right.
Remember that? I mean, she threw that big party for Meredith's birthday. And right. It was just a party for her. And she smelled like hospital.
Didn't tell Sharif.
It had it cleaned up by the time he got back from the game.
They basically need a Sonia Morgan.
They do.
Yeah. The party part.
Look, I thought this season was great. I think everybody
incredible.
Besides Monica comes back. I do think that Heather should have some sort of consequence. It doesn't seem like she will. So I think if we can start next season and shut the door on it all, like I don't want a recap of like where we're at.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I just want to start.
They need
fresh.
To go on a cast trip right away.
Love that. Take them international again. Give them something.
Right.
Okay. Also, though, I'm pretty sure there's no family in Bermuda, because when Andy asked Monica, would you return to Bermuda? She was like, and then she's like, well, I'd like to take my girls there, but it was nothing about visiting the family. I want receipts,
there is no family.
Timeline, proof, screenshots.
Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots.
And with that, we'll see you later this week. Bye-bye.
Bye.